Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Abundant Truth Broadcast with host Roger Gale Levin. Join us as we stand in defense of the gospel and herald the message of the Christian faith. Stay tuned for today's message.
Just leave a brief word of encouragement to us on tonight. And my chief scripture is coming from Romans 4 and 21, where it says, "And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform." Again, that was from Romans 4 and 21. And I just want to talk to you all from the brief subject on tonight of the Advent advantage. That, again, the Advent advantage. We know that during this time, we thank God that he sent Jesus. We thank God for his life, his death, and also his resurrection. But we got to know that the Advent puts us on a day-to-day advantage. You understand that his coming gives us a functional advantage from day to day. And as we look at the Advent and we look at a couple of things concerning Christ's first coming, then we should understand what advantage we have. The first advantage that we learn from the Advent is that God keeps his promises. Because we know in the book of Genesis, when God spoke to Abraham, he told Abraham that in thy seed, all the nations of the earth would be blessed. And so that we find, and we know that that seed is Christ. You understand? And those that though many centuries passed, God still at the right time fulfilled this promise. And that shows us something, that if God has made, given us a personal promise, and if there are promises in the scriptures, we must know and understand, regardless of how long they take to manifest, God is going to keep his promise. Because sometimes we know we've heard from God, or God has used people, and we know that it was God, but it seems like years have passed. You understand? Decades for some of us have passed, and I have not seen it. But we learn from Christ's first coming that though it was a long time coming, we see that God keeps his promises, even when it looks like it's not coming. And then when he kept the promise didn't come how they thought it ought to come. He didn't even come in the palace. He didn't come in the best of circumstances and situations. But we find that it looked like it shouldn't have come, but that's how the promise came. And so you got to know that your surroundings and what it is you're going through ought not dictate to you whether or not God is going to keep his promise. If he's spoken to you about what he's going to do in your life, it don't matter. He's going to do it. If he's spoken to you about what he's going to do in the life of your children, you ought not be moved by what it is you're seeing, because God can never lie. You understand? God will not ever lie to us. God does not give false hope. And so that you find that that promise of that seed that will bless the world, you understand, when it was given at that time, Abraham had no offspring. You understand? But you find that God kept doing and moving through generation, no matter what the world did and what happened at the right time. That's why the scripture says, in the fullness of time, God sent Jesus. So then you got to know and understand that if there's promises on your life, there are things that you're believing God for, understand, because God fulfilled his promise in sending Jesus in the first Advent, then you got to know, I got an advantage to know that God's going to keep his promise. And that's why when Abraham got the promise, it said, from our scripture, it says he was fully persuaded that whatever God had promised, he was able to perform. And if God has ever given you a promise, Trust me, he can back it up. You understand? And if you check the resume, his resume looks real good. And if we are honest, even in our lives, God has already proven he's faithful. He has the power to do the impossible. So that when we look at Jesus' coming through the Virgin, then we understand and know that our first advantage is that God will keep his promises. Amen, somebody. And as we go on, then you, when we look at the Advent advantage, the second point is that God protects purpose. Because you think about it. You, first of all, when you look at the circumstances of the conception, she was a virgin, she was about to get married, that whole, the setup was a recipe for disaster. It was a recipe for Mary to be scandalized. It was a recipe for her not to get married. A whole lot of things could have happened. But because purpose was in the conception, God protected, guess what? Think about it. Even her reputation. So you got to know that if God has purpose on your life, he's going to protect that purpose, even if it means sometimes covering us in our foolishness, that everybody don't know what you did. Everybody don't know, and everybody don't find out the things you've been involved in, because while there's purpose, it wasn't because you were so smart. It wasn't because you was able to keep it quiet or keep it silent. But God is going to always protect purpose in us. And not only that, but you got to know, but God will protect you. Because remember that even after Jesus was born, when Herod heard about a descendant who had a rightful claim to the throne, what did he do? He sent out a decree to kill all those young boys in that region. But what did God do? God had already spoken to Joseph in a dream by the angel and said, go into Egypt. That if there is purpose in your life, and if there is something God wants for you to do, the Advent shows that God's going to protect you, and he's going to protect the purpose that he has for you. That what you go through is not going to destroy purpose. That what people even think about you, it's not going to destroy that purpose. How much money you got is not going to destroy that purpose. And the truth of the matter is how you feel about yourself is not going to destroy that purpose. But you find that at Christ's coming, he made sure he was protected. And I think what is so wonderful about it, even in the womb, Christ was protected. Remember, everybody on this planet is born into sin. But how is it that he was formed in Mary's belly, but came out sinless? That he was in a vessel that could sin, that was born in sin, but he yet remained sinless. Why? Because he had to be the spotless Lamb of God. You understand that he could not have the stain of sin be upon him. But that shows us that God is going to protect us regardless of what we pass through. You understand? That means this, that if you still have purpose, you're not going to die before your time, no matter how many times you get close to death. And I am a witness to it. No matter how many times you actually did die, I'm a witness to it. If God wants you here, he's going to make sure you be here. And if you're here, he's going to make sure you have what it still takes to do it. Because sometimes we can say, I've gone through so much. The situation has been so bad. There is no way I'm going to be able to do what I believe God originally told for me to do. But you got to know, if God protected Jesus from the womb, then he protected him once he got out the womb. And remember, during this earthly ministry, remember the people tried, they wanted to kill him a lot of times. They was plotting. But every time, what did it say? He just moved among them. Why? Because the scripture says, because his time had not yet come. So that you got to know, if you're here, if you can still in your right mind, if you can still breathe, if you can still hear and move, you got to know and understand. If there's purpose, God is with you, and God's going to protect that purpose. You understand? God does not make investments in which he does not expect a return. You understand? Because we can look at our lives a lot of times and say, there's no way I'm going to be able to do it. There's no way in the world I'm going to be able to achieve this. Or there is no way in the world God is ever going to be able to use me in this manner or in that manner. Because your pedigree does not determine your purpose.
Thanks for listening to today's message. The Abundant Truth Broadcast is a ministry of Abundant Truth International. For more information, visit us at abundantlytruth.net. And remember, the Bible is truth, and it is abundantly true.